Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat, a place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Clearly just didn't play good enough the last couple weeks. Left too many throws out there that I would usually make, and got to take better care of the football today, especially. But, yeah, just missed opportunities. Got to take care of the football. Can't have the interception. Can't have the fumble.
All right, that was Sam Darnold after the game last night. Probably his last time quarterback in the Minnesota Vikings. We don't know. He's a free agent. We'll see how things shake out. But we love and enjoy checking in with people from Fox 9. That is my favorite station. It goes without saying. And typically it's Randy Meyer or Kelsey Carlson. Tonight we talk to Ahmad Hicks. That's my sports guy there at Fox 9. He joins us here courtesy of the John Schuster Call at Banker Hotline. He's as good as you're going to find in the market covering the Minnesota Vikings and sports in general. Give him a follow on X at Ahmad Hicks TV. Joins us now. Ahmad, how you been, man?
Mike, what's going on, my brother? Happy New Year, should I say. Haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah, it's been a minute, man. But, you know, we'll get back into the Wolves, yeah, I'm sure, at some point. But you are all over the Minnesota Vikings. You do a phenomenal job covering the team as well as all the other sports for Fox 9. Let me start with the specifics of last night with regards to, because I got people on the text line that are asking me, before we can get to Sam Darnold, about Kevin O'Connell. Mm-hmm. Do you feel that Kevin O'Connell, and I guess you can factor in Brian Flores, do you feel like they were out-coached last night?
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat, a place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Brian Flores, I would say not so much. Kevin O'Connell, absolutely. I think he did have some calls to put Sam Darnold and that offense in position, you know, to capitalize and do some things. But I think ultimately he started the game slow. The game plan wasn't right. He didn't, you know, he wasn't able to turn things around or, as people would say, make those halftime adjustments to formulate a new plan. But it's also hard to really make a new offensive plan when you don't have a good offensive line. I don't care how many plays you draw, three-step dropbacks, all that stuff. When you go back and dissect the film, there were plays where Kevin O'Connell did, you know, drop a three-step drop for Sam Darnold. And on his third step, you see three defensive linemen in his face and all the receivers blanketed. So maybe that's play calling, but maybe it's a personnel thing. Kevin O'Connell certainly got out coached, but I think it was more than just coaching yesterday.
Why do you think that our offensive line struggles so much down the stretch? Because I never really thought that our offensive line was the best, but clearly we were exposed and our flaws were showcased in the final couple of games. And it's funny because the two teams that beat us this year were both Detroit and L.A.
You know, it's funny that you asked this because I had this same thought in my head last night. I'm like, what went wrong? Like, what did we all miss, you know, like here in Minnesota when we were analyzing these games? And the fact of the matter is this is the same offensive line from 2 years ago when Kirk Cousins was the most hit quarterback in the National Football League. All they did was promote a backup guard in Blake Brandel, and then they brought in Dalton Risner when they finally benched Ed Ingram. Other than that, this is the same offensive line. Everyone got work last night, including Cam Robinson and Brian O'Neill, who make a ton of money. So that's like the biggest flaw. They were able to put a Band-Aid on it this season, and you didn't see it late because they won and they beat teams with losing records and who didn't have good defensive fronts. Of the 14 wins this season, 10 of those wins came against teams with losing records. The four wins that they did have, you know, against teams with winning records, you're talking about the Houston Texans, Seattle Seahawks, and the Green Bay Packers. So, I mean, it's like they just weren't battle-tested, and you didn't see that until you played a team with a defensive line like the Detroit Lions and the L.A. Rams.
Yeah, we're talking to Ahmad Hicks from Fox 9 here on the Lake Show on News Talk 830 WCCO about the Vikings' collapse or their loss last night against the L.A. Rams that ends their season. Sam Darnold, clearly the talk of the day. Everybody's asking or talking about Sam Darnold and him potentially not being a member of this organization anymore. I think that the right call is for this team to just move forward with J.J. McCarthy and also have somebody else that signed on, whether it's Daniel Jones stepping in to try to help assist. What are your thoughts on Sam Darnold? Do you think he should return at a reduced rate, or what do you think should happen here moving forward?
If he wants to return at a reduced rate, I think you welcome him back with open arms. I mean, he showed you that he's capable, you know, of winning. And certainly you just don't turn over a new leaf and become like a Pro Bowl quarterback and an All-Pro quarterback in just one season. Like, you certainly need reps. You need repetition in an offense and time to just go back and look at what you did wrong in the offseason and be like, all right, this is what I'm going to work on to improve. But I also think they don't need to spend a ridiculous amount of money on a quarterback, because I'm sure, as you guys will address, there's like 21 free agents for the team this year. They have a lot of holes to fill, so I don't think they have the room to spend a lot of money on the quarterback position. You know, and J.J. McCarthy, if you put J.J. McCarthy in last night, Daniel Jones, Brett Rippin, it didn't matter who played. Nobody would have been able to be successful in that offense because of that offensive line. So you need to save some money and go get a lineman.
I just couldn't believe that Sam was holding the ball as long as he was. Like, there were clearly, like, you got to showcase better pocket presence. You know that guys are coming after you. You got to throw it. You got to get rid of it, man. And he just didn't do that last night.
You know what? I agree with you. And when I watched that game, you know, the first time, I'm with them. I'm with you. I'm yelling at the TV. I'm like, get rid of the ball. Please run. Just show your athleticism. Do something. You know, and then when I watched the tape back, you're like, man, these guys are blanketed down the field. Like, they're doubling Justin Jefferson. So when it looks like he's free breaking out on a post route or an out route, there's another safety over the top, you know, to double team him. Everybody else was locked up. I mean, and then he started taking some shots at the end of the game. I thought the best ball from Sam Darnold was the post he threw at the end of the game. He got knocked in the mouth, and Jordan Addison dropped it. And it was like, But he needed more shots like that, you know, earlier in the game. But, you know, I think it was a total team effort last night. You know, I just don't think everybody came to play. And that's offensively. But I think defense kind of stood on their heels, you know, and did what they were supposed to do for a majority of the game outside of that first quarter. You know, the offense didn't put them in a good position.
Yeah, no, I'm totally with you. And the other thing I think that needs to be addressed, too, is not only the quarterback situation in terms of, like, whether Sam is going to be somebody that's just going to walk, which I expect that to be the case. I think that they got to address the running back position. Not because I don't like Aaron Jones, because I do, but Aaron Jones, to me, in big moments and big spots, I don't know how reliable he is. He does miss some time because he's nicked here, he's nicked there, misses possessions and all that stuff. I think that you got to find a younger running back that you're going to believe in and you can develop. And I'm not sure that Ty Chandler's that guy, but I think that that is definitely a situation they have to address, and Cam Akers isn't the answer either.
Yeah, sorry about my kid in the background. He's having dinner right now. I'm on daddy duty, but in case you guys hear that. But, yes, I totally agree with you, but here's my thing. Aaron Jones, if he wants to come back on a discounted rate, I think you welcome him back with open arms as well, because he's a guy who's proven if he's healthy, he's very reliable as a running back. But that's the thing. He's not really reliable for a full 17-game slate for a full 60 minutes every game, because that position is so physical. Like, he takes a beating. Cam Akers, he has some tread on those tires, and they clearly don't trust Ty Chandler. That's why they went out and got, you know, Cam Akers and traded for him again the second season in a row. So I do think they need to go get a young running back, but at what expense? When are you going to get that running back? I think Kwesi needs to stay away from the shiny objects and all the fancy skill positions in the first round with his first pick, you know, and he needs to go get somebody that's going to be an impact player, because you go look back at his draft picks to Lewisine in the first round, to Jordan Addison, to this past year, and J.J. McCarthy. You need someone that's going to be on the field and be reliable and be like, you know what, that's why they got him in the first round.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, he needs to stay away from the skill players this position. Although they do need, I mean, this draft, but I do think they do need a running back, whether that's free agency or something else.
Yeah, no, I'm totally with you, man. All right, so let me ask you this, and this is outside of the Minnesota Vikings situation. Who do you like for the remainder of the NFC postseason? Is there one particular team that you look at and say, this is the team that I expect to come out of the NFC, and then on the AFC side of it, is it, because typically everybody looks and they're like, you know what, it's Patrick Mahomes and everybody else. How do you view the rest of the NFL postseason?
Man, honestly, like, on the NFC side of things, it's going to be very interesting. I don't think that Jalen Hurts and the Eagles possess that passing ability that's needed to get them onto the NFC Championship. So I kind of see an upset right there. You know, I see the Rams being the most dangerous team on the NFC side, especially when you're talking about Matthew Stafford going to Detroit to get back to the Super Bowl. They have that sour taste in their mouths after the way things ended last year when Sean McVay elected to punt, and then Detroit kept the ball and they were able to ice the game, you know, running out the clock. So I think on the NFC side of things, Detroit's obviously the favorite, but if you give the Rams some momentum and they go and go beat the Philadelphia Eagles, I certainly think they have the potential to knock off the Detroit Lions in Detroit at Ford Field. On the AFC side of things, I think you can't rule out Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs, but if there's ever a year for Lamar Jackson to win, it's right now. He has to win right now, I believe, if he's ever going to win a Lombardi Trophy. So I'm rolling with the Ravens on the AFC side to upset the Chiefs, and I think that Stafford and the Rams – will beat Detroit in a stunner that no one predicted.
Oh, you just predicted it, though. I like it.
Yes.
I like it. That's,
yes.
that's right. Ahmad's coming spicy. I like it, man. Get spicy with it, bro. Get spicy with it. I appreciate it.
Yeah, Stafford, I feel like the way Detroit kind of did him in the playoffs last year, you know, the loss in the opening game, you know, I think that left a sour taste in his mouth. And I think if anyone is capable of going into Ford Field and beating them, you know, and not caring about that crowd noise, it's Matthew Stafford and Sean McVay. You know, like, Sean McVay wants to get back to that Super Bowl. They just did it a couple years ago. So, you know, they're not too far removed from that. So I think they're hungry. I think they're capable. Great defensive line, as we saw last night. Good cornerbacks, and they certainly have all the positions on offense. So, yeah, they're built for the long run. And I think Lamar, man, he understands the pressure right now on his career, his legacy. This is a defining year for him, and I think he knows he has to get it done with King Henry on that one-year deal.
So hold on. You absolutely believe that the Rams are definitely getting past Philadelphia?
Yes, I do believe so, because Jalen Hurts and them, I think they're very one-dimensional. Yes, Saquon Barkley is a tremendous talent.
And he ran all over the Rams.
He did run all over the Rams, but this is a different time of year. They are back healthy now. They have all of their pieces back. So I think there's an opportunity for the Rams to just be stout, but also go point for point with them and show that they can score in those, you know, crucial moments when you need a first down and things like that. So I think it's going to be a very competitive game, but I think the Rams have the edge just because of Matthew Stafford and his ability to close out games.
Hey, Ahmad, man, always a pleasure to have you on the show. You do a phenomenal job on Fox 9. Take care, man. Stay warm, and I'll talk to you soon.
I appreciate it, and sorry for the background.
No, we couldn't hear a thing, man. The kid was quiet, man. The kid was quiet. That's Ahmad Hicks from Channel 9 joining us here on The Lake Show on the Good Neighbor News Talk, 830 WCCO.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.